I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained my lips, O Lord, thou knowest. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached in the whole world, there shall also this that this woman hath done be told for a memorial of her. And preached, saying, There cometh one mightier than I after me, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to stoop down and unloose. And he preached in their synagogue throughout all Galilee, and cast out devils. Straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them, no, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. And they went out and preached that men should repent. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she hath done shall be spoken of for a memorial of her. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. And many other things in his exhortation preached he unto the people, and he preached in the synagogues of Galilee. Then Jesus answering said unto them, Go your way, and tell John what things ye have seen and heard, how that the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, to the poor the gospel is preached. The law and the prophets were until John. Since that time the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth into it. And it came to pass that on one of those days, as he taught the people in the temple and preached the gospel, the chief priests and the scribes came upon him with the elders and spake, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, and grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And they, when they had testified and preached the word of the Lord, returned to Jerusalem, and preached the gospel in many villages of the Samaritans. Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture, and preached unto him Jesus. Was found at Azotus, and passing through he preached in all the cities, till he came to Caesarea. And straightway he preached Christ in the synagogues, that he is the Son of God. But Barnabas took him, and brought him to the apostles, and declared unto them how he had seen the Lord in the way, and that he had spoken to him, and how he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus. That word I say ye know, which was published throughout all Judea, and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. And when they were at Salamis, they preached the word of God in the synagogues of the Jews, and they had also John to their minister. When John had first preached before his coming the baptism of repentance to all the people of Israel. Be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. And when the Jews were gone out of the synagogue, the Gentiles besought that these words might be preached to them the next Sabbath. And there they preached the gospel. And when they had preached the gospel to that city and had taught many, they returned again to Lystra and to Iconium and Antioch. And when they had preached the word in Perga, they went down into Attalia. And some days after, Paul said unto Barnabas, Let us go again and visit our brethren in every city where we have preached the word of the Lord, and see how they do. But when the Jews of Thessalonica had knowledge that the word of God was preached to Paul at Berea, they came thither also and stirred up the people. Then certain philosophers of the Epicureans and of the Stoics encountered him. And some said, What will this babbler say? Others, some, He seemeth to be a setter forth of strange gods, because he preached unto them Jesus and the resurrection. And upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on the morrow, and continued his speech until midnight, through mighty signs and wonders, by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and round about unto Illyricum, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. Now if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, even by me and Silvanus and Timotheus, was not yea and nay, but in him was yea. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if we receive another spirit which ye have not received, or another gospel which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him. Have I committed an offense in abasing myself, that ye might be exalted, because I have preached to you the gospel of God freely? But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. And the Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, In thee shall all nations be blessed. You know how through infirmity of the flesh I preached the gospel unto you at the first, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off, and to them that were nigh. What then? Notwithstanding, every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached, and I therein do rejoice, yea, and will rejoice, if ye continue in the faith grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. For ye remember, brethren, our labor and travail. For laboring night and day, because we would not be chargeable unto any of you, we preached unto you the gospel of God. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief, unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. But the word of the Lord endureth forever, and this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you, by which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison. For this cause was the gospel preached also to them that are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the Spirit.